This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. South Korean officials say the North has blown up an inter-Korean liaison office on its side of the move comes just hours after the North renewed threats of military action against the South. The total number of coronavirus cases globally is now over 8 million. More than 2 million of them are in the United States, where the death toll has topped 116,000. A new projection by the University of Washington says the U.S. death toll will reach 200,000 by October 1st. China is reporting 40 more coronavirus infections today as it increases testing and lockdown measures in the capital. Beijing has counted more than 100 cases since Friday, with many traced to the city's largest wholesale market. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Officials are ordering testing of all workers in the food market and requiring anyone who traveled there to self-isolate for 2 weeks. Health officials say gene sequencing shows the virus strain called outbreak is related to that in Europe, though it's not clear if it's being spread by movement of people or transportation of food. Restaurants in the city have been ordered to conduct tests on all their uncooked food.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma. The World Health Organization calls the outbreak a significant event. India's health minister is being tested for the coronavirus as India reports more than 10,000 new infections that are threatening to overwhelm hospitals. New Zealand has confirmed 2 new cases of coronavirus, ending a 24-day streak of no new infections in the country. Both women who had traveled from Britain were given special permission to attend the funeral of a parent. For the very latest on the coronavirus and more of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that a landmark civil rights law protects gays, lesbians, and transgender people from discrimination in employment. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The conservative court ruled 6-3 that the Civil Rights Act protects LGBT people from workplace discrimination.
As I read those first few words, my heart stopped.
Gay government worker Gerald Bostick's lawsuit was one of 3 the high court decided.
Really think I went into a moment of shock.
The ruling's a defeat not just for the employers, but for the Trump administration, which argued the Civil Rights Act plain wording compelled a ruling for employers. Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch wrote the court's opinion, and the president says he accepts it.
Very powerful, actually.
Which is expected to have a big impact on the nation's roughly 8.1 million LGBT workers, since most states do not protect them from job discrimination. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is set to sign an executive order later today instituting some police reforms. Proposals for police reforms come after 3 weeks of nationwide protests renewed by the death in police custody of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in after an officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Floyd's was the latest case to spark outrage at the use of force by police. Last Friday brought another, with police shooting dead Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, Georgia. U.S. Baseball Commissioner Rob says there might be no Major League games this year after a breakdown in talks between teams and the players' union. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred tells ESPN,
"I'm not confident.
There's been a breakdown in talks between the owners and the players' union over how to split the money if the games are ever played." The commissioner tells ESPN that the union's top lawyer has been telling players,
"As soon as we issued a schedule, as they requested, they intended to file a grievance claiming they were entitled to an additional $1 billion.
Union leader Tony Clark accuses Manfred and the owners of negotiating in bad faith since the players agreed to prorated salaries in March. Since then, the owners have asked for additional pay cuts, while the players are insisting nothing beyond the March agreement is acceptable.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is revoking the emergency use authorization for a malaria drug promoted by President Trump as a treatment for COVID-19. The FDA says there is growing evidence that hydroxychloroquine, along with chloroquine, are not likely to be effective in treating the coronavirus and could cause deadly side effects. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.